It's the Garner Andrews Show.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher Teddy Peterson. Say, a 32-year-old man in Portland says he will draw a butt every day this year and post it to his Tumblr. And all you're doing is giving more to charity.
It's the Garner Andrews Show.
Hey, looking about stuff you can't wear because you're significant other?
Well, yeah, if you were a single guy all of a sudden, what would you be wearing?
Like any hockey jersey.
Really? She's not a big fan?
No, they're big, bulky, not fashionable, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know, she's crazy.
Okay. what's your first name?
Chris.
Okay, Chris, if you could only have one hockey jersey, one team, one player, what jersey would it be?
Ooh, you put me on the spot here. Let's go with Edmonton Oilers 80, Ilya Brizgalo.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Thank you. If all of a sudden you found yourself single, what would you be wearing more of? And it's not just guys. We had women calling in yesterday, too, talking about what their husbands can't stand. The cowgirl married to that guy. She's a farm girl married to a city boy. He can't stand her Western wear. She busts it out when he's out of town, though.
Go, 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 go. This is the Garner Andrews Show.
I had a thought on that, what you'd wear if you're single.
Yeah, dare to dream, my friend, dare to dream.
You know, I'm thinking I'd just like to wear my Crocs out and about and a nice pair of sweatpants and not be judged.
No, I don't think you would.
See, what happened is now I've broken her down to the point where she buys me fancy, expensive sweatpants, like Lululemon sweatpants.
Yeah.
But no, like, Crocs. I'm a logger. I work in the woods for a living. When I'm in the city, I'm kind of like out of my comfort zone, out of my shell. I'm used to just kind of.
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't go down to Mexico. You wouldn't go down to Puerto Vallarta for a week of vacation and wear your logging boots, would you? Yeah, I guess I can understand this. But what I can't understand is that there are plenty of comfortable shoes that aren't Crocs. Those things are hideous.
Yeah, like, you know, to me, if I wear Crocs at Costco, like, who am I killing? None of those people know me. you know what I mean?
Maybe you should get yourself some.
If I go to a liquor store or go down to Walmart, you know, I guarantee you, I walk into Walmart in Crocs and my Lululemon sweatpants. I'm not the worst dressed guy in Walmart.
You should get yourself some steel-toed Crocs for wearing in the forest.
I don't think you can get spikes on the bottom, but I don't think you can get them steel-toed. That's a deal-breaker with Crocs. Eh? It's got to have a hole in them.
I'm going to go, pardon the pun here, out on a limb and guess that you have camouflage Crocs.
No, I don't. I got the jet black Crocs. I'm not a camo guy, not a hunter, just a tree knocker downer.
Tree knocker downer. Okay, thank you for that. Crocs wearing, sweatpant wearing guy. The rule with the sweatpants, though, should be, really, unless you're going somewhere to sweat, you shouldn't be wearing sweatpants, right? Well, who am I to judge?
Music explosion. You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show.
This just in on the text machine. I've got my dusty, beat-up old ball cap sitting in a shoebox under my bed for just such a time if we split. I break it out time to time, but she hates it. She asks, why can't you just go buy a new, nice one? She has no clue how hard it is to find a hat to fit this beach ball. LOL, Brandon. Brandon, all I can do now is picture you sitting there on the edge of your bed while she's out, staring at your old ball cap, and then glancing over to your wedding picture on the nightstand, and then back to your ball cap, car keys in your hand, a tear on your cheek.
This is the Garner Andrews Show.
The Sonic Rock Door. The Sonic Rock Door.
Sean was on the Sonic Rock Door today. He took a listen to this clip right here. And then said White Stripes fell in love with a girl. Fantastic song, but not the song that clip comes from. So tomorrow morning at 8:20, when you correctly identify the song and artist behind the door, you get $972.
Tune into the Garner Andrew Show. Weekdays at 8:20 to take your shot at the Sonic Rock Door Jackpot. And get the Deluxe Burger of the Day. Brought to you by Deluxe Burger Bar. Edmonton's only gourmet burger experience. Sink your teeth into their three locations in Crestwood, the Market at McGrath, and in St. Albert. Sonic. You're listening to the Garner Andrew Show.
For clothing you would wear, I would, not that I don't wear suits now, but I would definitely wear more suits if I was a single person.
Why?
Because suits are, to women, what lingerie are to men.
But, oh, okay, I get this. So now she, does she not like you wearing suits, or
oh,
you
no,
feel
no, no.
you don't
She's
need
totally
to anymore because
it,
you already...
I do wear them.
Yeah.
It would just be I would wear a lot more of them if I was a single person.
I think that maybe that, the suit lingerie thing, I don't know if it's that. Is it? Is it? Maybe we should ask the girls if it's...
You should ask the okay. Sonic ladies. That's a great question, actually.
But I do think that a guy who's trying to land a fish, you're trying to bring a marlin into your boat. And that's another thing girls really, really like is they like being compared to like a 600-pound marlin.
Right.
But I think you do need to dress it up a bit. You need to step up your game a bit.
Oh, absolutely. Like the whole Crocs and sweatpants thing, that's just not going to fly.
No. Okay. Well, thank you, Matt. I appreciate the phone call. Ladies, is a guy in a suit, is that your thing? Does that do it? Because seriously, we'd like to know. Because if that's the thing, then we're all buying suits.
You're listening to the Garner Andrew Show.
I'd like to talk about the guy in the suit.
Okay, now he said that for women, a guy in a suit is sort of like how guys feel about a woman in lingerie.
Most definitely, but it does have to be a well-fitting suit. It can't be one where it looked like you might have borrowed it from your, you know... uncle or something.
Yeah.
I agree. It is you know, it's an attractive thing on a man, and I would probably go as far to say that it's lingerie for a woman, but it has to be the right suit.
Okay.
For sure.
Like skinny pant leg, that like narrow pant leg?
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, every man, of course, has a different body figure. No different than women with lingerie. I mean, there's certain lingerie. Well, maybe for a guy, any lingerie looks good. But I think, you know, you have to dress for your body type.
Okay. Hey, I was out for wings one night and with a bunch of my friends, and we like to go to places that aren't very nice. Typically, like strip malls in bad parts of town. And there was one of those machines, like the claw machine, where you put your money in and then you use the claw and try and pull out a prize.
Yeah.
There was lingerie in there, and there were adult toys in there as well. But there was lingerie in there. Like, can
oh
you
my.
Imagine bringing that home and presenting it to the little lady? And she asks, oh, where'd you get me this? Oh, I got it out of the claw machine.
Yeah, that's the type of lingerie that is horribly uncomfortable and itchy, and I hope no respecting woman would wear that for too long.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that's the point.
Why do I have second-degree chemical burns on my chest?
This is the Garner Andrew Show.
Hey, so you're talking about guys in suits?
Yeah, hot or not?
That does not do it for me at all.
Really?
No, give me a guy in a 6'4", my husband, 6'4", Carhartts and big work boots. That does it.
Actually, you know what? Some other... we got a text from a girl named Brat.
Okay.
Now, what's with the girls stealing all the guys' names? I'm not comfortable with this. Like, don't you have your own names? Huh?
Well, I sure...
You know
I
what?
A sex name, so...
I'm going to start... I want to have a little boy now, and I'm going to name him Sharon, maybe Caitlin, or Brenda.
Hey,
I'm taking
come on, everything's
back.
Equal rights now, right?
Yeah, she said the same thing, that a guy in Carhartts is the way to go because.
Oh, God, yeah.
But she said they can't be oily and greasy. She said a little bit of dust and maybe a drop of paint or two here because she wants to know that the guy also owns a washer and dryer.
Yeah, but you know what? That guy that's in the Carhartts that's a little bit oily and dusty and greasy means he's been working hard.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to us that aren't greasy and dirty.
I'm sure you guys get oily and greasy at points.
Yes. when I have to go down
there.
Sure,
I listen to you every day. So.
Yeah, when I have to go down there and lube up the transmitter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. What's your name?
It's Jody.
Jody, you have a good day. Thanks for phoning.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. And you know what? The girl named Brat. I want to read you the rest. She wants to have. She goes for a guy in Carhartts, and then she says, the kind of Carhartts you imagine Nick Offerman wears while woodworking in a wooden ship in Wyoming with a dram of good whiskey in his hand. So hot.
This is the Garner Andrews Show. It's the Garner Andrews Show to go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, available for free at sonic1029.com.
Well, see, back when I was single, I was using the old online dating to find myself a lady. And the first thing I did was, you know, get a picture of me with my little puppy. And, you know, girls love puppies, right? But I found what worked even better. I had this beautiful, like, well-fitting suit with, like, a nice purple undershirt and a bright tie, and tripled the responses on the online dating.
Really? Just by switching your profile picture to the one of you in a suit, it just went right up?
Wasn't even a good picture. It was a bathroom selfie.
Wow.
And I looked sharp, though.
But yeah.
Honestly, if I was single again, I would definitely wear my baggy pants more. I mean, just the room for everything, and, like, so comfortable.
Nobody likes a bragger.
Very hurtful, Garner. I think I might cry now.
You wouldn't go back to wearing more suits if you were single again?
Well, no, they're hot and uncomfortable, and why would I do that? I think my charm should be enough, don't you?
I really do, I do.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show.
You got it all wrong, Garner. It's not the suit, it's not the Carhartt, it's the uniform.
What
a guy in uniform gets more pickup from women. They hit on him.
Well, no.
That's for a fact.
Yeah, in your rug doctor uniform?
No, military.
Okay. I said that jokingly, but clearly.
Yeah. I know.
I haven't heard from you in ages. Is this Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. You and I still we still got the chemistry. Ed, now you're not wearing a uniform now, are you?
No, I've been released.
Oh.
And besides, they got me married.
Oh, so the uniform, is that how you met your wife?
Yep.
She threw herself at you at the grocery store?
Pretty darn close. It was at the P&E.
Mm-hmm. So do you ever wonder, do you ever worry now, Ed, that if you and your wife live too close to a grocery store or an amusement park, that you're going to lose her to a guy who's still wearing the uniform?
No. No.
Okay. Good chat there, Ed. Thank you very much.
Music. Go, go. It's the Garner Andrews Show.